Farmers and ranchers are often jacks of all trades. But as agriculture continues to grow more complex, it's increasingly difficult to be a master of everything. While hiring outside consultants can be helpful, Nate Franzine, president of First Dakota Ag Banking, believes there's real value in building a trusted advisory team.
I just think advisory members, however formal or informal you want to make it, are just so critical to any business. That's why we do it at the bank. And it's why we advise our farmers and ranchers to really think hard about who their advisors are and to regularly check in.
Franzine shared his insights while speaking at the recent Ag Horizons conference in Pierre. He says many ag producers work independently and often don't take the time to step back and seek input from an outside circle.
Agriculture is one of the toughest businesses there is because you have to know so much. It's agronomy, it's mechanics, it's livestock husbandry, it's chemical and fertilizer, and there's just so many things coming at you. You know, you just have to have advisors around you to kind of keep you thinking about things that you might not think about on your own.
He notes an advisory group doesn't have to be complex or formal. It can be built in a way that fits each operation and its goals.
You know, I know farmers that have their own advisory group kind of in their head, but that whole group never really meets together at one time. But that farmer goes out of his way to meet with each of those people he considers advisors on a regular basis. Well, that works too.
Franzine also sees value in peer groups made up of like-minded farmers and ranchers. Connecting with producers outside one's immediate neighborhood can lead to shared ideas, new strategies, better risk management, and greater awareness of opportunities. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.